Of the 366 web tools that are listed during the course of this project, there's a fair amount of overlap. There are lots of tools that do similar things to other tools and just subtly different in slightly different ways. SideVibe, though, doesn't come into that category. SideVibe stands apart. It's quite unique in what it, at least my feeling. Think of it as a way in which students can interact with the web, respond to the kind of prompts that you're providing, provide responses, analyze, critique web pages, extract information, all sorts of analysis, done in a very simple fashion. And the reason is that normally if you were asking students to visit a website or websites and be able to extract or analyze or critique information, you may provide that in the form of a printed document. It may be an online activity that you provided through your VLE, or you've given them a web page and a link to that. Whatever those circumstances, the students are always going to be flipping between the instructions or questions that you've provided, the resource itself that they're accessing, and then the way, wherever it is that they're providing their response. And that might be on paper, it might be written, it might be in a document on screen, or it might be in a blog post. So they're constantly flipping between those three. What SideVibe does is help in one sense, because it provides a way for you to provide for the students a link to the resource, a place within which they can respond, and that floats over the top of the resource that they're accessing, the web page that they've visited. So in a sense, they've got all three visible at the same time, and they're not flipping backwards between one and the other. In addition to all that, as a teacher, you get the facility to be able to create those things in your management console. So you visit a web page and you get a floating screen which appears above that web page where you can provide the questions, instructions and the link for the students. So you're not having to suffer the messing about that they were doing. In your management console, you can also determine which students that goes to. So you can have a groups feature. You can have a courses feature, so certain topics can fit within certain courses. And then they're delivered to the students when they log on through their console. So that you can provide sense, I suppose they're very much like web quests, and the students can access those web quests, look at the instructions and the information that you're giving, provide responses, and once they've done that, that information comes flooding back to your management console. And so you can look at a particular class's responses or individual students' responses over a number of, as they're called, and so you've got a lot of information management within there, all taken care of the teacher.